let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. From Brokenness to Atonement, Faith Open Love, A Vietnam War Sniper's Journey, and A Psychiatrist's Bibliotherapy by Dr. Hani Raul Kazam is the story of Mr. L, an orphan who was raised and nurtured by a devoted Carmelite nun, then drafted to serve as a skilled sniper during the Vietnam War. It's a tale of grief, depression, anxiety, intermixed with bitterness, rage, fear, and delayed onset post-traumatic stress disorder, with its most devastating aftermath of survivor's guilt. Dr. Kazam is a distinguished psychiatrist with an extensive academic and clinical experience. His medical journey began at Cairo University and continued through advanced studies and fellowships at Tulane University, the University of Oklahoma, and Harvard Medical School. The doctor has held various significant roles, including medical director and professor of psychiatry at prestigious universities, VA Central California Healthcare System, UCSF Fresno, and Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center. Dr. Hani Raul Kazam, author of From Brokenness to Atonement, Faith, Hope, and Love, our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you, sir, for having me.
It is our pleasure. This is such an important book and helping so many people. Let's start with the decision to write this book. When did you decide to become an author? I say that because of your distinguished medical career. How did this begin for you as an author?
Oh, thank you, sir. I found that storytelling was a very powerful tool to understand the people that I see day to day who have psychiatric issues. Rather than interviewing them in a traditional style of question and answer, I decided just to listen to their own story in their own words, and that helped me understand them and also helped me to get them some intervention that could change their symptoms. And that's what inspired, why don't write these stories so other people can read them and get encouraged and able to overcome their daily sufferings. So that's what led me to write these stories and become an author.
Yeah, and it's so impressive what you've been able to do, not only in this case help, but the person who is a visitor, a patient of yours, but help all of us sort of better understand what he's going through, understand that relationship between the medical community and the patient. The book is From Brokenness to Atonement, Faith, Hope, and Love. Our guest is the author. And the book is available, by the way, wherever books are sold. The author is Dr. Hani Raul Kazam. His website is booksofkazam.com. That's K-H-O-U-Z-A-M. I will give you all that information as we go through the program today. How did you choose the title of this book? You've got the patient that you're dealing with, some very serious problems that you were able to help him through. How did you decide on the title for this book?
Yes, so the title came from the patient's detailed history. I've seen that the gentleman for 8.5 years, once a month for 1 hour, and all his trial and tribulation brought this word into my head, because he was able to overcome his inner demons and his dark places by going from brokenness to atonement, which is forgiveness, and then discovered how love and caring for others can heal his suffering and bring him out of his inner darkness. So that what inspired the title. But then he challenged me indirectly, so I started to reflect on my own life and my own career, which added the second part of the title, which is A Psychiatrist's Bibliotherapy. So that is part is actually my memoir interwoven with his memoir.
And it makes for a fascinating read. The book is receiving excellent reviews. It's a very easy read. Some have said it flows like a movie. You've done an excellent job in tying these two together and giving us a complete picture of what he is going through, what you have gone through to get to the point to be able to extend a hand and to help him through this. Is this fictional or non-fictional?
This is based on true facts and true events, so it is not fictional, but I changed some of the location and some of the characters to protect confidentiality, but without compromising the story. So it is not a fictional book. It's a combination of real biography, real historical event, and real characters and locations.
Is this a memoir about the main character or your autobiography or a combination of both?
It is a combination of both. My autobiography was not to talk about me in particular, but about the many people who helped me throughout my life to become a psychiatrist and a medical doctor. So I mentioned numerous institutions, names of multiple mentors, family members, friends, teacher, instructor, who I feel helped me tremendously in shaping my career as a psychiatrist and an academician.
The title of the book is From Brokenness to Atonement, Faith, Hope, and Love, A Vietnam War Sniper's Journey and a Psychiatrist's Bibliotherapy by our guest on the program. Our guest is Dr. Hani Raul Kazam. His website is booksofkazam.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doctor, as the title suggests, it's a story about Vietnam in general or particularly a story of a sniper, or do you cover both? Because so many people came back broken and wounded from fighting in the Vietnam War. How would you label the book?
The book is about the Vietnam War, but it's not just the Vietnam War. It addresses most wars and their effects, not just on soldiers, but the people that are interacting with soldiers before they go to war and after they come back. So the books also talk about World War II. It talks about the Vietnam War. It talks about all wars in general. And although it talks about a sniper, because the role of the sniper is very instrumental during wars. But as we know, lots of snipers feel guilty because they are killing people who do not see them. And they feel that their mission is to get rid of the enemy. However, sometimes mistakes occur and you may kill an innocent bystander. And that creates tremendous guilt, shame, and some people feel that the only way to get over this guilt is to end their own life. So this book, although it talks about Vietnam and the sniper, it talks about the human condition, how to overcome guilt by not ending your own life or not developing anger, hate, and resentment, but how to turn your suffering into an opportunity to help others and change the world to the best through hope, love, and forgiveness.
You exhibit that in Mr. L. He has a serious debt threat. Talk about that. He really thought, as you said, the only way that I can really rectify this is to take my own life. You turn that around where he found happiness in his life. Talk about dealing with that death wish that you have, that some have after going through a situation like that.
Mr. L, strong belief. He did not believe that suicide is an option for him, but he tried to put himself in harm's way so he can be killed by others, and led a life full of heartaches, hoping that someone will end his life to get rid of the guilt. However, this never worked. So when he discovered that his suffering can be used to help others, and then was discovered by a loving lady whom he helped by giving her two new prosthetic limbs, he discovered that loving and caring for others don't give you time to reflect on your inner darkness, but it become a beacon of light to reach others. The suffering become a motive to help others, as opposed to becoming a self-destructive power or a power of destroying others.
It's interesting to see that transformation as Dr. Kuzam talks with his patient, Mr. L. And as I say, the end result is regaining his life, having a happy, fulfilled life after this experience. We all go, Doctor, we all go through problems in life. We're damaged at times. Sometimes we feel we can't heal from this. There are messages in the book for all of us, aren't there? Not just soldiers or people going through PTSD or situations like this, but there's something there for all of us.
Yes, we all go through trauma or emotional upheaval, and we end having two options. One option is to become angry, resentful, full of bitterness, and try to retaliate against the people who have harmed us. And this route doesn't help, because it also leads to another route of self-destruction, like addiction or getting hooked on drugs. And it leads to destruction of life. But there is another route. If we accept the trauma as a life-changing event, and despite its consequence, using the energy that comes from suffering into an opportunity for discovering our innate talents and help others, we reach this conclusion that the more we give, the more we focus on others, and the more we reflect on how we can help. The gratitude that comes from this is immeasurable. So that's why this book telling people your dark places is not a dead end. There is hope if you transform this sadness and suffering into an opportunity to reach others and help others. The more you give, the more you receive.
The book is From Brokenness to Atonement, Faith, Hope, and Love, A Vietnam War Sniper's Journey, and A Psychiatrist Bibliotherapy by Dr. Hani Raul Kuzam. His website is Books of Kuzam, KHOUZAM.com. Book available at the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Link on our website to Dr. Kuzam's website. Get information there on this book and others that he has written. And my thanks to Leap Right Literary for arranging our conversation today with Dr. Kuzam. How long did it take you to write this story?
Oh, thank you, sir, for asking. Because this covered 8.5 years of encounter with Mr. L, It took me about 2.5 years to write it, because I wanted to include lots of history related to the human condition.
And we understand more about you and the interaction you have with your patients like Mr. L. It's all wonderfully written. The book is available, again, wherever books are sold. I mentioned you've written other books. Your website is booksofkuzam.com. What are the other books that you've written?
Yes, sir. I've written a book called A Handbook of Emergency Psychiatry. And a recent book that I just wrote about 3 months ago is called Medical Tales and Stories of Healing and Recovery. However, I've written multiple articles. They are all in the public domain under my name, Hani Kuzam or Hani Raoul Kuzam. The reason I'm mentioning this, because anybody can have access to these articles if they put my name, because this article is about the role of hope, faith, and love in recovery from the agony of mental suffering. So I hope that some of the audience can read some of the articles. They are public domain, so they can get this glimpse of hope and encouragement.
And you can find the name and the correct spelling by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Just copy, paste, go to Google, and you will find books by our guest, Dr. Kuzam. And if you go to booksofkuzam.com, K-H-O-U-Z-A-M, all of the books will be listed there. Talk a little bit about, people have read this and they wonder if you're going to continue the story of Mr. L, if this there will be a sequel, or is this a standalone book?
Oh, thank you, sir, for asking. I hope I could write some sequel. However, this will be based on the audience response. It's not a good practice to write books if audience don't feel they talk to them or address their own needs. I would like to write many stories, but I will wait on the audience response to see if this line of writing will help them and enlighten their life.
Well, the initial response from the reviews that I've read has been quite encouraging. It is a unique way to get the proper perspective on these problems, and so well addressed in Dr. Kuzam's books. This book in particular, From Brokenness to Atonement, Faith, Hope, and Love, A Vietnam War Sniper's Journey, and A Psychiatrist's Bibliotherapy, book available wherever books are sold. Were there any surprises that emerged after you completed your writings? Were you surprised by anything? Did you learn about yourself as you were writing this?
Yes. We as medical professionals, patients respect us because they think we are an authority in our knowledge and clinical experience. But when I met Mr. L and started to write his life story, he showed me that the best teacher are our own patients. If you listen to their story, they're going to teach you lots of pearls that you can use to help other patients. So the surprise is, don't just learn all the medical recent advances and research to help your patient. Also learn from your patients. They could be your best teacher through their storytelling. So that was a surprise to me, because this book could be considered a medical textbook also, because it has lots of medical information and research about academics, medical training, and discoveries in mental illness and mental treatment. But it also is a book about the human condition and the value of storytelling.
It has all of those elements, and you talk about the value of storytelling, and you've used it to great perfection in this book. And you talk about the power of listening. I want to go back to that for just a second. How important is that for medical professionals, for all of us, to sometimes just be quiet instead of asking questions, just listening? We can find out a lot by listening, can't we?
Yes, sir. You see, the medical profession nowadays is a very kind of a hectic endeavor because there are lots of needs. So lots of physicians are really pressured for time. And sometimes they only have like about 10 minutes maximum in follow-up appointment, and they have to review labs and imaging. Where all these can be valuable, they may not be really helpful to really find out what is the real issue that is driving the symptoms. So if you listen, you will be amazed. Lots of information will come to help you diagnose and treat patients that are more valuable than labs or imaging. The labs, the imaging are helpful tool, but listening seems to be the most efficient tool to find out what's going on with your patients.
And in terms of reading this, it will give a new perspective to all of us who deal with the ups and the downs, the struggles of going through life. I've got several minutes left in the program. I'd like to talk about the emotional toll of survivor's guilt, of grief, of PTSD. It really is something we all have to deal with, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Even in our current state of affair in the world, even if we ourselves are not traumatized, we are witnessing trauma every minute. If you listen to the news, if you are involved in any accident, if any of your family member is hurt, it seems that physical and emotional trauma is part of modern life. We cannot avoid it, but if it happened to us, we can overcome it despite the suffering and not let it be a dead end of hopelessness and despair.
The example...
can overcome it, sir.
Yes, the example of Mr. L, as I mentioned, who had a serious death wish, and how by these conversations with Dr. Kuzam was able to work through that and regain his life. It's a remarkable story from brokenness to atonement, faith, hope, and love, a Vietnam War sniper's journey, and a psychiatrist bibliotherapy by Dr. Hani Raoul Kuzam. I'm going to spell that so you can go to, you can Google it. I'll give you the information for the website in a second. Hani is H-A-N-I, Raoul, R-A-O-U-L, Kuzam, K-H-O-Z-A-M. His website is booksofkuzam.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And again, my thanks to Leap Right Literary for arranging our conversation today. Doctor, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Congratulations on a book that is really making a difference in people's lives. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You're inviting me, and I wish you all the best in all you do. You are helping lots of people through your program. Thank you so kindly.
Well, we're the instrument. You are the one that's making the change in society because of this unique approach you have, this therapeutic lens that you were sharing with all of us to help all of us through these particular problems, from brokenness to atonement, faith, hope, and love. Our guest has been Dr. Hani Raoul Kuzam. The book available at Amazon, the usual places, his website, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We are back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.